Proclamation number 3324 of 10th of November, 1944. Spheres of light. Meet again. Bliss. After the death of its body, the mature soul will rise like a cloud of light from the earthly realm into the spheres of the beyond, and then it will have overcome all matter. Then it will be free from every bondage. It will be again what it originally was, a free spiritual being full of light and strength. It is only visible and recognizable to the equally mature spiritual being, which is therefore able to see spiritually, whereas it remains invisible to the immature spiritual being, thus it cannot be recognized by it either. And therefore there can be no union between the mature and the immature spirits, thus between the souls departed from earth, which enter the beyond in different states of maturity, until the imperfect spirit has attained a certain degree of maturity which opens the spheres of light to it. The imperfect spiritual substance can indeed be recognized by the beings of light, for they see everything and nothing is hidden from them. Thus they also know every soul which is still in spiritual darkness, but they cannot be recognized by them. But the soul's longing for their loved ones is sometimes so strong that it is a driving force for higher development in the beyond as soon as the soul has entered the stage of recognition and knows about the possibility of ascent in the spiritual kingdom through loving activity. Then it is restlessly active because the desire for souls close to it constantly drives it upwards. For it recognizes its own kind and therefore knows that it will also see its loved ones again, and this awareness gives it strength again and again, and this strength is supplied to it by precisely those beings which are the aim of its longing. They can convey strength to the souls, yet unrecognized by them. If they approach them to give them helpful advice, then they cover themselves because the immature souls cannot bear their abundance of light. Thus they see themselves surrounded by beings who are, however, alien to them and who seemingly do not belong to any other sphere of light than themselves. But since they assist them with advice and deeds, the imperfect souls are grateful and favored by them and they follow their advice. And thus the mature beings draw their loved ones towards them until they have reached a degree of maturity where they become receivers of light. Then they are also able to see spiritually, they recognize their surroundings, they recognize the beings of light of equal maturity, and their bliss constantly increases because they can unite with those, because they see their loved ones again and now in turn assist those again who languish in the darkness of spirit. Only when the degree of maturity is reached which allows spiritual seeing is the soul free from all burden, for then it stands in the light, in the realization of pure truth and in love. And every activity it now carries out is blissful because only love impels it to do so, and loving activity always triggers bliss. Merging with equally mature souls which complement each other in most intimate harmony is the actual bliss, for it is most intimate love which seeks and finds union. And love is always blissful if it applies to the purely spiritual, for it is giving, not demanding. And yet this love culminates in the desire for God, in the final union with Him. And this desire will always be fulfilled, for the being may desire God at any time and it can also count on the satisfaction of its longing at any time, for God constantly gives, He constantly distributes His love and thereby makes the inhabitants of the spiritual kingdom the most blissful beings. Their bliss is inconceivable, for love and light fill those spheres where the beings are allowed to dwell close to God, who is eternal love and the source of light Himself. Amen.